Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Let me call the City Council study session to order. This is Monday, November 5th, 2007. And we have four items. The first is to review the items that will be on the agenda this evening, starting at 5:45. If you want to find that in the packet, we'll go ahead and go through. We have swearing in. It will take place this evening. Yeah. Mr. Truitt will Arch Ratliff the fourth, a grandson, will be doing the swearing in. I know you are officially been sworn in by the city clerk, so I think this will be the first time we've had a youth actually doing that. So great. See, that takes us to page two. I think we also have some written comments on item number four on the home rule adjustment. So some people could not be there and sent in emails. All right, anything on page two? Page three, we get into liquor license applications. Number eight at the bottom, take action on approving changes to the compensation package. Vice Mayor.
I just have a question about why 5A. Why does 5A need to be off of consent?
Because probably the home rule expenditure is number four up above, and if you put 5A,
except
depends on how we read the consent agenda too, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't say what's going to be on it. It just says that we're going to have a primary election and a general election, which we have to hold. So I'm not sure why legally this can't be on the consent agenda.
Well, maybe you're right.
Well, Debbie's going to figure that out, right? She's looking.
You want to take a look at that one? Get back with us?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, the resolution, if you go back and check on 5A, it does designate that it is for the alternative expenditure limitation. Home rule is included.
It does?
Yes.
Even though, okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, so then you need
the
public hearing on number four first.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mayor.
That's why they conduct the public hearing.
That's correct.
All right. Okay. And let me make sure I have the order going. We are going to do through number four, and then we recess the regular council meeting, and we go over to the special council meeting, which has one item on it. And is that to comply with state law on having it done in a special council meeting versus a regular council meeting?
That's correct, Mayor. The state statute requires that it be done in a special council meeting.
And do they say, and only that item will be discussed too, or how specific are they on?
It does not say that, but this is the only issue that is required to be done in a special council meeting, so that's what we've done, and then we've placed all the other agenda items on the regular council meeting.
And there's no way to combine a regular and a special council meeting? I mean, we have, but aren't they the same thing anyway? Why do we have to break it out?
We do it just for form because that's what the state statute states.
Okay. All right. All right. That would take me over to page three on liquor license applications. All right. Page four, contracts. Continued on page five and six. Vice Mayor, I have a conflict on 9K, if you'll take care of that one for me. Page 7. I know we have a lot of insurance contracts on page 7. Was there anything out of the ordinary on the dollar magnitudes coming in this year versus other years on that?
Mayor, actually, we have had a decrease in, I believe, all of the insurance premiums. For example, the excess liability insurance, we are... With what we've requested, we're receiving, I believe the total premium is about $31,000 less than last year, but we're receiving $10 million in additional excess liability coverage. So the prices have come in very favorable to the city this year.
Okay. Does the self-insurance trust fund portion that we've been accumulating, I think we self-insure a certain magnitude, has that gone through Finance Committee, or has anybody taken a look at that this year?
We took to the Audit and Finance Committee, we took the kind of the variables before we went out to the market for the insurance bids, and we asked for direction on should we seek bids for various levels of the self-insurance retention level, and we went for $1.5 million, $2 million, and $3 million as directed by the Audit and Finance Committee. We're recommending that we retain the self-insured retention level at $2 million.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's page 7. Page 8, ordinances for introduction. That's continued on page 9. Page 10. I see we have 10H added. That's the from the discussion from the study session on Thursday. All right. Page 11. Resolutions and page 12. Any items anyone wants to go back to? All right. Daryl.
I guess the one that you wanted to pull on page 12, 12C. Mm-hmm. Do we actually talk about it, or do we just pull it and vote on it? I'd kind of like to talk about it.
Okay.
When we get there.
Upstairs it will be
okay.
Pulled for discussion, so we'll have the opportunity to
okay.
also
thanks.
Make comments. I have made comments in the past on monument signs, so I was just trying to be consistent and
okay.
not take up a lot of time, but be glad to have the discussion.
Thanks.
All right. Item number 2 on the agenda is acknowledging receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. And we have one.
Aye.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Number 3, hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Have any updates? Vice Mayor.
Among other things, I was at Famous Dave's at Riverview for their grand opening today. They have a rib cutting instead of a ribbon cutting, so I actually got to cut the first rib. It was very cute and fun. Saturday evening, I was at, I'm saying Saturday, but it was Friday. Friday evening, I was at the Alter Awards at the Mesa Arts Center. Nice event, and some young people in our community got some awards for the artwork that they had done, and I think that there were some older people too. I sort of tuned into this one young lady who had won the first prize, and I'm assuming somebody's going to talk about City Hall at the mall at some point here, where a number of us dropped in and participated. Saturday evening, Mayor, you and I were at the Race to End Hunger for the United Food Bank, and the county Board of Supervisors members who were there announced tentatively that they are going to assist in securing a new location. We have outgrown the United Food Bank. Food banks are done regionally in Arizona. They are done by geography, and so the United Food Bank serves Mesa, Tempe, Chandler, Gilbert, into Pinal County, and up into the White Mountains. And the when it was first given to us, it was very serviceable, but the area has grown significantly in terms of population over the last 20 years, and it turns out that we have more people who are hungry. So that's my report. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Any others? Mike?
I better mention this before Council Member Jones snitches me off, but
I
didn't mention it earlier. It's because I'm too young for this, but I became a grandfather 2 weeks ago on the 20th. Olivia Lane Martin was born, and it's a daughter from my oldest daughter, so now I have them at all levels. Thank you.
Keep producing those girls, Mike.
Okay. We have a son. Jack's around.
Oh, that's right. I have two to report. Went to the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Communities board ceremony where they give out the checks for the 12% money, and Mesa received about a little over $400,000 for different projects in Mesa, and also attended the Sculptures in the Streets on Saturday night, and there's some really interesting sculptures that are going to be presented here through this season from the Downtown Association, so I was impressed by that. So that would be my update on it. Anyone else? Vice Mayor.
Can we just, while you're saying that, can we just remind everybody that that is the downtown merchants who pay for those sculptures in the street? And we appreciate their commitment to Mesa, but the city of Mesa does not pay for those. Every year somebody asks that question, or about 150 somebodies, or 200 or 200,000 somebodies, and that is not the city of Mesa.
Yeah, I think they are actually the largest one I've seen, some great big walrus. I'm not sure where they're going to put it, but that thing is a monster that's down there too. So don't panic as you're driving down Main Street and see this thing on the side.
I'm curious, Mayor, are the merchants going to do Christmas lights again for their own stores like they did last year? Has there been any discussion on that?
I have not heard any discussion, but I think that is going to be allowed, I'm sure. No reason to change the policy from last year.
Are we off the agenda? Are we okay with this?
If it's an item that will likely come back before council, it should be placed on the agenda. So.
When you come back before council, go ahead.
We don't have any money anyway.
No, at this point, there has been just a small discussion about it, but nothing formalized whether they're going to do it or not. Obviously, we support it 100% if that's what they want to do.
They may want some lights to light up the sculptures, so tie it together here. Okay.
Well done, Mayor.
Yeah. Scott.
Well, since Claudia had mentioned it, City Hall on the Mall. We were at Superstition Springs Mall in my district, and I was there for a good portion of the time. It was wildly successful. We already have a new mayor, I believe.
Linda,
who is our new mayor?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's the mayor of Kid City.
Mayor of Kid City. Kids Mesa. So.
Great.
New costume.
I hope Mesa United Way doesn't hear about that, so I'll be in trouble. Okay. Next item is scheduling the meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. And we do appreciate the council members who came out to the City Hall and the Mall and the staff. We really appreciate the hard work. It really is an interesting way to get in contact with our citizens. Obviously, this is our second one. First one was done at Fiesta Mall. And so we appreciate all the effort that went into that. It's been a real good success. Just a reminder to the council that this Thursday we will have what we're referring to as an extended study session. We've given you a list of some of the topics that will be discussed. There also has been an interest in discussing projects that the council would like to see completed or initiated in the last 6 months. I think the mayor's interested in having that discussion. Other issues discussed related to the budget, I think that was on there. Each one of those topics that we showed you, we're also going to broaden the caption on that to all not only hear a presentation from the staff, but also to allow for as much discussion as possible from the council about providing direction or trying to get some maybe discussion among the council about direction to the staff. Obviously, with any one of those topics, if we get to a point where there's a lot of interest on any particular subset of those topics and we want to follow up with subsequent study sessions, we can. I want to feel like any one of those topics has to be concluded or we have to have the final direction this Thursday. It really was intended to kind of prompt a significant dialogue so at least we can begin allowing for some either follow-up in the budget or follow-up with future study sessions. So that'll be the course for Thursday. There is one discussion item on Pinal County land. Most of that will take place in executive session. Just the nature of the discussion and the work that is being done by our brokers and trying to position the city in a way to deal best with the property out there and how we'll look forward to future transactions there. The next day, November 9th, Friday, will be what we're referring to as our transportation roadshow, which we've asked all those who are interested in participating in that roadshow to meet here in the lobby at the City Plaza at 8 a.m. What we'll do then is have a bus. They'll transport us over to the transportation center, control center, where they'll have a brief presentation to talk about the different types of projects that we're contemplating under the proposed capital improvement program. And what we hope to accomplish from kind of a global perspective and actually show some areas with the slides to show where we see areas of congestion and what types of improvements that we are planning on undertaking. Then we'll get on the bus by around 9 a.m. or a little after 9 and then actually drive. We won't be able to go through every intersection down every road that's contemplated in the bond program, but we'll cover the majority of them because our plan is to not only begin on the west side and cover many of those proposed projects, but also to go out to the ASU campus, because we do have some significant projects that are being proposed there, as well as some of the areas around the southeast Mesa area. So it's a pretty large kind of distance that we're going to have to cover. We're trying to get the time on the road down to about an hour and a half. That's just on the road. So that's after the 9 o'clock portion. So it's about a 2.5 hour, probably 2 hours and 45 minute complete day from 8 a.m. till almost 11. That's kind of the plan for the 9th. And then, of course, we have study sessions on the 15th, and our next council meeting will be November 19th, and we will have both an Intergovernmental Affairs Committee meeting, and we'll have a follow-up today from the GDC committee also. Thank you, Mayor.
Any questions? Under general information, I do have a Mesa LTD student, Brenda Lee Day. Brenda, why don't you wave your hand here? She's doing a little shadowing experience here with through the mayor's office today, so glad to see you here. All right, entertain a motion to adjourn study session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.